One of the numbers that I didn't mention there actually comes out tomorrow. It's the PCE price index. And I think a lot of people don't pay attention to it, but people that do include the Fed. Kristen Myers joins us now from The Balance, and I know we'll be watching that number tomorrow. But Kristen, am I right that this is a number that the Fed really zeroes in on as they develop their policies?
Yeah, so every time we talk a lot about inflation, usually we're often talking about CPI, that's the Consumer Price Index. And the CPI has been pretty volatile and also pretty high. It's been over 8%, but that's actually not the inflation gauge that the Federal Reserve is actually looking at when they decide to hike interest rates. That is actually the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, which is the PCE. And that has been usually a lot less volatile and also a lot less scary in terms of the numbers. So just for reference, for the last figures for PCE, it was 6.2%, but CPI was 8.2%. So there
okay,
is
why,
a big difference there.
Yeah, why the difference, though? What does PCE break it down for us like I'm 10 years old?
Yeah, there's a lot of different reasons, but just very basic. The CPI essentially looks at how what they believe consumers are purchasing every single month and only in cities and urban areas. So it accounts for about 90% of consumers, but the PCE is actually looking at what consumers are actually buying. So they're not saying, hey, we did a survey on consumers a year ago. We hear they like oranges. We hear they like ground beef. What the PCE is looking at is what stores actually say they are selling. And so it's a little bit more of an accurate representation of how shoppers are actually shopping every single month.
Interesting, because, yeah, CPI includes, like, auto prices, right? But not all of us are buying a car every month. Is that kind of what gets stripped out when you look at the PCE?
So what the PCE does is, it includes everyone, not just folks living in cities or urban areas. It includes absolutely everyone in the United States. But it also includes things that perhaps you and I might not directly be paying for. Let's say, you know, something happens and we had to go to the doctor and our insurance kicks in, right? And that might be partially paid for by our employer. The PCE is actually going to include that. Or perhaps you went to the store and you said, wow, that ground beef is way too expensive. I'm going to go buy chicken instead. The PCE is actually going to account for that. Now, CPI won't. CPI will say, hey, you told me you bought ground beef a year ago. That's what you buy. So that's what I'm going to look at.
Interesting. So it may be lower because we've actually adjusted our behavior because the number was higher.
Absolutely. So what the PCE is actually looking at is actually macroeconomically, right, how inflation is being impacted, right, how the economy is truly being impacted by inflation, which, of course, is really derived in part by our consumer habits. I know you and I have chatted about this before, but 70% of the economy is based on consumer spending. And so it's really, really important for the Federal Reserve to actually see how consumers are truly interacting and how businesses are truly interacting with the economy. So long story short, the PCE includes a lot more things than the CPI does. It also includes more people than the CPI does, and it also kind of smooths out the volatility that exists for things like gasoline or food.
Okay, so tomorrow we're getting this reading, right? What number do we have an expectation yet of where that number is going to be, and what is it?
Yeah, so right now the expectation is that it's going to be 5.2%. Now, remember, that's kind of a far way off of where we were when it comes to the CPI, and that is pretty much a step down, that September figure for PCE.
Okay.
Now, as I mentioned, when it came to August, it was 6.2. So we're going to be seeing how things are going.
Oh, 5.2. Then that would be a significant drop. So that'll be interesting then, because as you said, the Fed prefers it and they watch it, and that helps at least guide some of their monetary policies. Kristen Myers, you did an excellent job explaining that to me and to our listeners. I appreciate your time as always.
Of course.